you don't have to just be sad and say, oh, I'm so sad. Adam let me down because he's only doing 2 episodes a week. Instead, you can be happy because you have the ability to listen to all of these other episodes that are still very relevant. All 200 episodes.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
What's up, podcaster? I am excited to record a brand new episode for you today. And this is more of an episode where I just want you to know what's going on with the podcast. And in part, I want a lesson that you can take from is that if you make changes to your show, just like this, at least just like acknowledge it, let your listener be aware of it. And when I say your listener, obviously you have a lot of listeners, you're famous, a lot of people are checking you out. That's great. But I mean, when I say listener, it's because I want you to have more of like one-on-one intimate type of relationship with the person with their earbuds on right now. Just like me and you, I'm talking with you, not necessarily with 3,000 other people. Although 3,000 other people listen to this podcast, this episode, when I'm speaking, I don't want to speak to an audience. I want to speak to you. And so you're my listener. You and I have a relationship. You and I are getting along. You and I'm pouring into you. I'm seeing you instead of trying to see an audience of people. Now, first and foremost, if I had an audience of people, which technically there is, but if I thought about it that way, I would actually feel uncomfortable. I am a shy person by nature. Maybe you wouldn't guess that. Who knows? Maybe you're like, oh, it's obvious. Adam's so shy. And then I'm offended, but it is still true. I'm kind of shy. I get intimidated, just like probably any human being. And by thinking that I'm talking to 3,000 people, it would get me choked up. It would give me the butterflies. It would make me nervous. It would make me act even dumber than I probably naturally am, right? So because I would be self-conscious, that would hold me back. But I think it helps when I just think about you and I having a conversation. It helps me to be able to just pour into you and just to feel like I've got that one-on-one conversation, which is something that I'm much more comfortable with. Even like when I go to a party or go to a networking event, when I'm just talking to one person, I don't feel that awkward or uncomfortable compared to when there's a group of us and we're all kind of fighting for attention and I'm trying to decide if I should be talking or not. And there's all these other people. It makes me feel awkward, uncomfortable, stressed out, nervous, self-conscious, hypercritical of myself and my words. So when I do a podcast episode, I focus on you and I, just two of us having a conversation and more of a dialogue, even than like a monologue. And that helps me to visualize you, see how you're reacting, or at least in my mind's eye, what I expect for you to be reacting. And that's what I would suggest for you as well. But, or I should say, and I was just having a call with somebody who just hired us. You know what's rad? Side note real quick. We've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... We've had 6 discovery calls in the last 2 days, which is more than normal because I just spoke at a couple of conferences. I spoke at the Podcast Movement Conference and Alex Sanfilippo's conference, which he was calling it something else. It was like Pod Talks. And I forgot what the new name is, but the last couple of weeks, I was able to speak at these 2 conferences. But because of that additional exposure in front of thousands of listeners or podcast conference attendees, we had quite a bit of discovery calls. The point is that we have 4 out of the 6 people that we spoke with are now clients. And just out of the last couple of days. So that really benefits our company, our business. It really makes me know that I'm doing my purpose is to help to pour into people. But, you know, 4 out of 6 isn't bad, especially when one of them does not have the money or no, two of them. I don't know why I said one of them. One of them doesn't have the money and thinks that they're going to hire us soon. And the other one doesn't have the money and thinks they're going to hire us in a little while. So one and one. But anyway, the point is that I think that's great stats. It makes me feel great. It makes me feel happy. We're going to be serving people. We're going to help them with their podcast, offloading some work. And we've had more calls than normal in the last little while. And on that is going to take a little bit for me. That's going to take a little bit of time and effort for me. Okay. Also, you know, from my last new episode, or I'm not sure if it was the very last solo or two or three solos ago, but the point is, we unfortunately just a great employee, Michelle, and I was kind of crying on that last episode. Michelle passed away through a typhoon. And that is just an unfortunate, tragic thing that had happened. By the way, Michelle did almost all of my email. She vetted my email. So she basically got to my email twice a day, every morning and every afternoon. She would go through any new emails that have happened in the last business day. And she would take out any emails that were more spammy or unimportant. She would vet those by getting rid of them. And then she would respond to the ones that she could easily respond. And she would just say, you know, this is Michelle. I work with Adam. And this is what Adam says about that thing. And third thing that she would do with those emails is if they were urgent and important, and I was going to miss it because I absolutely miss a lot of emails because we get a lot. If they were urgent, important, if it was a potential client saying, hey, I'm ready to hire you, or if it was a current client saying, hey, there's an issue with my editing or something like that, or whatever it could be. If it was urgent, then she would usually reach out to me and say, here's an urgent one. Here's an important one. I want to make sure that you get to it. So we lost Michelle, and it's unfortunate for so many reasons. And it's also unfortunate also because it's pushing me a little bit behind on the emails as well. But Michelle also did a lot of our clients. They get these when we have a client and they're doing marketing with us. If we're doing paid advertising for somebody, we take screenshots of KPIs every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and we create these reports just about every month. Every 4 to 6 weeks, we try to create a report for them. And Michelle is the person who did all of those for all of our marketing clients. And so now we're actually redoing some stuff. So at the end of the day, what am I saying on this episode is, A, I'm going to slow down the brand new fresh content. Like today's a brand new fresh episode. I'm going to slow that down. When it used to be, we would publish 4 episodes a week. And then we did 6 for probably a couple of months. We did 6 episodes a week. I'm going to slow down the fresh brand new content. Now we're at like over 200 episodes now. Now that you're getting this one, you can see we're past 200 episodes. On average, most listeners get enough value from listening to podcasts. And I hate to brainwash you to you thinking that you don't have to listen to all 200 episodes, because I want you to think that you do have to listen to all 200 episodes. It makes me happy. It makes me know that I'm helping you. It makes me feel good about myself. I know I'm leaving a legacy and an impact on the world. And I probably will technically and selfishly make more money in my company if you listen to all the episodes, because once you listen to all the episodes, you're probably going to make a lot more money in your podcast. You're probably going to have more money to be able to invest in the podcast. And then my team's going to be able to take over something. So I want you to listen to them selfishly also, because then you're making more money as a podcaster, which means you have all this money to throw around and you can invest in it, grow it, offload the editing and post-production. Then my company makes more money because you and I have communicated and talked in this dialogue or monologue. I like to call it a dialogue. You and I have had this conversation 200 times. If you're thinking about hiring somebody, who are you going to hire? Are you going to hire this other person that you barely heard of? Or are you going to hire Adam Adams because you feel like you know him because you've heard me speak 200 times? So I definitely want you to listen to all of the episodes. So here's the thing. I'm slowing down the brand new content, and we're producing and publishing during the summer of 2022. That's basically right now. We're going to produce weekly, two times a week episodes, which is still a ton compared. It's twice as much as a lot of podcasts, but we're going to publish two episodes a week. That's going to be one interview episode and one solo episode like this today. One interview and one solo. The interviews episodes are usually going to be 30, 40, 50 minutes. And the solo episodes are usually going to be 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes. Okay. Somewhere between 5 and 20 minutes. Just kind of depends on how much content I got to give. But here's some takeaways and some valuable things for you. And this is like, how does Adam Adams think about his podcast and how does it help you? A, because I'm slowing down the content from 4 or 6 episodes every week to 2 episodes every week, I have a responsibility to inform you. I have a responsibility to let you know what to expect. And as part of that, I'm going to let you know that there's 200 more episodes. And sadly, it makes me cry to think that you might not have heard all 6. I'm fake crying here. But it makes me sad to think that you might not have heard all 200 episodes. So during this summer, as you are going through, you don't have to just be sad and say, oh, I'm so sad. Adam let me down because he's only doing 2 episodes a week. Instead, you can be happy because you have the ability to listen to all of these other episodes that are still very relevant. All 200 episodes. If they weren't relevant, by the way, I would take them down. If I had an episode that was no longer relevant, no longer mattered, no longer the way that things happen, we just take those down. So all of the episodes available to you are still relevant. And actually, because we've been producing like 4, 5, or 6 every single week, 200 episodes is only really the last like year and a half. It's like the last year. So what that means is you've got the ability to be able to catch up. If you're the type of person who wants to listen to Adam Adams for 6 times a week, perfect. You can still do that. And you can get to some amazing content that's been produced for a long time. And so here is my responsibility to speak with you, to communicate with you, and to let you know what to expect. What you expect is 2 brand new episodes during the summer. Part of the reason is because we lost Michelle. Another part of the reason is because Brian, who's had a couple of amazing episodes, huge shout out to Brian. He actually is quitting. He just gave his letter of resignation. So I'm sad because I'm losing Brian, who's still an amazing friend of mine. Brian and I have been friends since way before he ever started, Brian Newell. And he's still going to be a great friend and we're still going to connect and all of this. But with his family, he's got to do some stuff with his family. He's got a lot happening with his family life that he's going to focus on, his home life, his family life. He needs to focus on that right now. So he needs to take time away from Grow Your Show. And so I'm sad. I was sad to lose Michelle and absolutely sad to lose Brian all within the last few weeks. And so basically what that's meaning is the stuff that Brian was handling was a lot. He lives in Los Angeles. He is a great guy. He was handling so much of my business for me, where it was allowing me to work like about 20 hours a week. But now that Brian's kind of taken a step to focus on his home life, it's going to be putting me in a position where I'm going to probably have to work like, I don't know, 30 hours a week or something like that. And that's a lot for me, because I'm used to going on a certain amount of bike rides. I'm used to going to all my kids' things. I'm used to taking Mondays and Fridays completely off. And I'm going to be in a position over the next month or two that I need to focus on replacing Michelle, who was team lead in the company, and Brian, who was higher up. He was basically my COO in the company. So I'm going to have to focus on that stuff. And now I'm going to focus on that. I might have to work a little bit extra hours. I might not record as many podcasts. I want to be able to focus on our clients. We're onboarding 4 new clients out of the 6 calls that we've had in the last 2 days. That takes a lot of time and effort. So anyway, the point is, summer's here. You're still going to have tons of content, all valid and updated content. You can just keep going back to episodes 1 through 6, and you're going to get a lot of great content there. I'll probably, because I like putting out extra content, I will probably get back to doing the 4 a week or even 6 a week again pretty soon. And that brings me to the next point of this episode. I am ready for some guests on the podcast. So if you are somebody who wants to be a guest on the show, if you would like to get more exposure, if you would like to share about a situation, a bad situation that happened, like I said before, if you're looking to talk about a good situation, something that you learned, if you're somebody who wants to come on our show, the podcast on podcasting, to help other podcasters, whether it's good or bad, I'm currently looking for podcast guests. We are about out of the backlog that we had had. And so I want you to reach out at team@growyourshow.com. I don't care if you're about to launch a podcast and you just have questions. If all you do is just want to jump on and ask me one question or three questions about podcasting, about how to get started, about how to grow, and we can record that as an episode to help other people, let's do it. Let's do it. Reach out to us at team@growyourshow.com. Put in the headline, this episode, and that it's about being a guest on the show. And also just tell us a little bit about you and your show if you've got one, or if you're trying to launch, let us know. I'm trying to launch. I'm just going to ask Adam these two questions on the podcast. We want to bring great content to our listener. And so let's, you and I, record an episode together. Go to email team@growyourshow.com. All right. Now, here's the takeaways from this episode. We're approaching that 19, 20-ish minute. And so it's time. I told you what I was going to tell you. And then I told you. And now I'm going to tell you what I told you. So basically, that's the system of you creating episodes. Give the hook, let your listener know what they're going to learn, and then teach them the thing, and then wrap it up by pointing out the value that they got, that your listener was able to get. So I'm going to do that with you right now. So today we talked about how I'm slowing down on my podcast production, but we also talked about how you, most people on average, listen to about 6 episodes. And so you've got the ability, if you've only listened to 1 or 2 or 3 or 10 episodes, you've got the ability to go back and listen to as many as you want. All of the content is still valid. So we mentioned that. We mentioned that you need to communicate with your listener if you do this. We mentioned that it's okay to do this. We mentioned that basically vulnerable, real, raw, and authentic is a way to get value with your guest. We also talked about how I want you to come on the show. So you have just been invited, whether your podcast is new, which is like 2 years or less, or whether you're about to launch it, which is you're hoping to get there sometime. So we talked about how to do that, team@growyourshow.com. And we talked about how it's important to be able to focus on your business. Now, here's the thing. The last takeaway, and then I'll jump off. The last takeaway is, and this is something that I just learned from somebody else, Tom Kroll, he had a podcast that he ended up selling the whole company, and it included his podcast. But that podcast was ranking huge. Tom Kroll's a friend of mine. I wish he was a closer friend. He's just in a different state. But the point is, he made a post on his social media that we need to focus more about serving our current clients than we do on getting new clients. Here we are. I mentioned I did 6 interviews, 6 discovery calls with people that wanted services like ours. And 4 of them have hired us and 2 of them plan to hire us, right? That's great and remarkable, but that's all basically client acquisitions. That's me bringing new clients into the door. And that was a good use of my time yesterday and today, because it makes great money for the whole company. It makes it so I can provide jobs to people. It makes it so I can help people's podcasts go to the next level. There's a lot of good about it. But what I'm learning from Tom Kroll too, from this post that he recently made, is we've got to focus at least as much time serving the clients that we have than to bring on new clients. If we are only in acquisitions mode, then we can lose track of a lot of things. We can actually start losing our business. If we're in acquisitions mode, we might make a whole bunch of money all at once, right? Because we got a whole bunch of clients. But if we don't serve them to the fullest, if we don't focus on how to serve them, what they want, where we can do better in our own services, then we're going to get a bad reputation. And so far, I'm so grateful. The podcast on podcasting has a really good reputation. My company, Grow Your Show, has a really good reputation. My name, Adam Adams, in the podcasting space is a really great reputation. And I want to keep that. And a way to keep that is to focus, now that I've lost those two great employees, it's to focus on making sure that I serve our clients who we already have, making sure that those reports are going to be able to come out on time, making sure that my direct message campaign, which is a big thing Brian was handling, is done and done well. And so I have to pivot. I have to work a little bit more. That sounds horrible. I have to do this. I know that if I want a successful business, this is a must. Okay. I feel compelled to make sure that our clients are served. So there's that. And speaking on clients being served, I've got a story about a client, my own client, who wasn't served because of my miscommunication. And I'm bringing that up on the very next solo episode. Stay tuned for that. Oh, hey, because three of my clients came to me recently looking to find a way to have their podcast make the money instead of cost them money, we put together a resource for some of our clients, and I want to give it to you as well. It's something that did actually seem to help, because one of them is now making $2,600 a month, another one's $4,500 a month, and the third is making between $5,000 and $10,000 each month. And so it's been a resource that's been incredibly valuable to them. It's our sponsor sheet template. It's a template of a sponsor sheet, and it gives you something that you can hand to potential sponsors and hopefully also be making $2,600, $4,500, or between $5,000 and $10,000 regularly each month with your podcast. So this has been a contributing factor to helping all three of those clients turn their podcast into an additional income stream for them. And the way that you can find it is just going to our website, growyourshow.com, but put in /templates, growyourshow.com/templates. And then you can actually download that template and others that could be valuable to your podcasting experience. I'll see you on the next episode.